This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Okay, that's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
It's a Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo beans.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. We've been different parts of the gang here. I mentioned J.J. Jasper. Good morning, J.J.
Good morning. It's good to be here, but you're right. It's great to see Ed Vitagliano back.
Yeah, I've been on the road for a couple of weeks.
Our ratings plummeted the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, you've been sorely missed, Ed.
Well, yeah, thank you for your honesty, as JJ always says. I know you guys are just making fun of me,
no,
but that's
we're
all right.
No, we miss you.
To build
you
up, Ed. Yeah. Trying to build you up.
Exhortation.
The biblical.
Hey, can
biblical.
I, speaking of building people up, can I offer a verse for this time of year?
Sure.
Please.
No pollen formed against you shall prosper. Clarendon 3:16.
That's good. I like that.
That joke not available in the Midwest. They're expecting an April snowstorm.
I know,
a
in the Midwest.
Super snowstorm, 2 feet
that's
of snow.
Crazy.
Denver,
somewhere
area,
Al Gore's
Minneapolis.
Crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, a big long line, isn't it?
Right. Right across the Midwest, upper Midwest, just right smack dab in the middle of April.
Yeah, Al Gore's going, I just can't catch a break. Cannot catch a break.
Thankfully, they changed their theory from global warming to climate change.
That's right.
You can never be wrong if you say the climate's going to change.
Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. What we're going to do today is what we do most Fridays that we're here, and that is we're going to have a trivia, and we're going to ask three questions each, and then we'll open up the phone lines for you to call in and answer and or ask. We prefer that you answer one of our trivia questions and then ask us a trivia question. So to be on the air live, and if you called and got on the air in the last 4 weeks, please do not call, because we want to give as many new people an opportunity to be on the air with
us. Don't make us hack your email address.
That's what we're saying. We're trying to be nice about it up front here.
We'll do it.
But if we have to, you will go low. You know, if we have to, I'm just saying, but don't make us. Don't make us. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. And if there's one particular question that we ask, and if answered correctly, it will represent a mystery question, and you will hear this sound. The beloved cowbell will ring. And you will know, and all the world will know, that you've answered the mystery question correctly. And if you answer the mystery question correctly, for those of you who are watching the show live now on Facebook and YouTube, if you've typed in today's issues and you're watching live on Facebook or YouTube, you will now see us holding up what the mystery question person will have won.
And these can only be described as T-shirts.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Ed. I knew there was a reason you were here today.
Yes.
And so they're Trivia Friday T-shirts, aren't they, Ed? And the person who answers the mystery question correctly will win one free.
That's right. It is free. We will handle it freely. We will ship it freely.
Yeah. And with a good attitude,
with
I
a good
add.
Attitude. We absolutely, everything we do is with a good attitude.
Right.
And if you don't like it, folks, lump
right.
it.
Right. That's going low. That's what I'm talking about with our listeners. You can also buy a Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt. And we've got a few left, don't we, JJ?
We do. We encourage you to go to afastore.net, afastore.net. $15 is all, and it helps the ministry.
$15, and this is a nice T-shirt, people. You can wear it all summer.
Absolutely.
Now, I'd wash it once a week or so, but you can wear it
every day. I haven't washed mine since I got it three years ago.
Some people practice that.
I've weed-eated it in the yard. Right. It does not get stains.
Right.
Doesn't get wet. It is waterproof.
Right. It can fly. actually. This T-shirt can fly on its own.
You can fly while you're wearing it. And some say that it flies on its own.
So get up on the roof.
No.
You're not encouraging that?
No. Okay. Talk about going low.
All right. You want to send us an email? It's comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ, and let's get started, Ed.
All right. Here are my three questions. Some people prefer LED lights to incandescent light bulbs.
Do they?
What does, yes, I've been told. What does LED stand for? Mm-hmm. What does LED stand for? Mm-hmm. Bible question number two. Four of Paul's epistles are called the prison epistles. What are the names of each of these letters? Now, you think that's an easy question. The other day, I think it was in church, and I was trying to remember the names. I got three of them, but mm-hmm. the fourth one eluded me. So I'm thinking it might elude some of our other people. So anyway, it's a Bible question. Third question. A person with anatidiphobia is terrified that a duck might be watching him. Is that true or false? A person with anatidiphobia is terrified that a duck might be watching him. And I got to tell you, I got up at the quack of dawn to research that question.
And you've been waiting all morning to use that.
Look, yes. Ed started it, so quick. You know what a cow is called who just gave birth to a calf? Decaffeinated. I'm sorry. That's all I've got.
Well, I will say this. My wife and I were at a restaurant the other day, and a duck was eating dinner at the table next to us. Yeah. And you know what the duck said when the waiter brought
Aflac.
The check?
No, I know exactly.
But when the waiter brought the check, the duck said, "Put it on my bill."
We'll be here all week.
That's
folks.
Good. That's good humor, there,
man,
folks. You can write
that
down.
Funny.
Here's my.
Where
three...
do we need? What's that? It's the symbol.
Symbol. Yeah. Or I think in this case, the gong.
The gong.
You remember the guy that would come out at the gong show?
Are you accusing me of telling corny jokes?
Here's my three questions. First one: what are male honeybees called? What are male honeybees called? Second question, a Bible question. How many stones did David gather for his fight against Goliath? Mm-hmm. How many stones did David gather for his fight against Goliath? Third question, true or false? Frederick Barr invented the Pringles potato chip can. When he passed away in 2008, his ashes were buried in a Pringles can. Is that true? Or false?
You quack me up, man.
Frederick Barr invented the Pringles can. When he passed away in 2008, his ashes were buried in a Pringles can.
And
true
know,
or false?
No, a lot of people don't know that he, early in his life, was arrested for selling quack.
Oh, my. This is going to be a
all right,
long
that's
morning.
It. That's you, it.
How
that's
many,
it.
Do you have some more of those?
No, that's it.
Those quacky jokes? Okay. All right, here are my three questions, and I'll try to raise the bar here, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, what is a supernova?
Had one.
From the world.
Mickey Thompson, 60s on the back, had air shocks. It was a 350 horse, just a supercar. Yeah. Love
well,
that
that's, one, that's one, but I'm talking about on a scientific level.
What is which we have so far eluded.
What is a supernova? No. All right, I'll just ask it in Southern English. What's a supernova? What is a supernova?
So this has nothing to do with popping the clutch.
No. This is from the world of science.
Okay. Yes.
And number two, what island is New York's Statue of Liberty located on?
Good question.
Yeah.
And number three. What name is given to an archer's portable case used for holding arrows?
That's a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
What name is given to an archer's portable case used for holding arrows? There are the questions, and we are ready to go, Ed. Let's get started.
I say we do, and we go to Georgia, somewhere in Georgia, and Antony is on the line. Antony, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, Ed, and it's good to have you back, and I see you're making up for the time missed by being on fire with all your jokes.
Hey,
I am on fire. I like
rolling,
that.
Rolling.
Well, thank you.
I would like to and as well as ask. You're welcome.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
There's so many that I could answer, but since I'm a New Yorker, I'll go with the island that the statue is located on.
Yes. The question is, what island is New York's Statue of Liberty located on?
It is Liberty Island.
Liberty
Wow,
Liberty.
Nicely done.
Who are we talking
this
to?
This is Antony.
Antony, yeah. You know, Antony, what is most often confused there? People think that the Statue of Liberty, at least
Ellis Island.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where the immigrants used to come in to New York Harbor and get, oh my God, evaluated to see if there was anything that would prevent them from coming to America.
How unreasonable we were back then.
Isn't that that we wanted to protect our citizens before our new potential citizens?
You're correct, brother. Hey, let me ask you this. So Liberty Island is where the Statue of Liberty is. Again, just for people. Now, Ellis Island, that's no longer used as a port of entry, right?
That's correct. It's currently a museum.
A museum.
Okay.
You've been, JJ, right?
I was there, but now they offered us a chance to go over to Ellis Island, and I didn't. But I was just like a lot of listeners. I thought Ellis Island is where the Statue of Liberty
was. Right, I did too.
But it's right over the way from it, and that's where many of our ancestors, they came right through Ellis Island, you know, started working that process towards gaining their citizenship. So very historic.
So we've learned something already on this show.
We have. Little American history.
And one more factoid about Liberty Island. It is actually part of New Jersey.
Really? No.
Okay. Did not know that. Liberty Island, New Jersey.
Wow.
Liberty. They've done a good job of that.
How about
that? Antony, what's your question for us?
A Bible question to start off.
Okay.
In the New Testament, upon Jesus's resurrection, who or whom was or were the first people to witness his resurrection and share it with other people?
Now, the two ladies.
Okay, Antony, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, so don't say yes or no yet.
The two ladies went there, and it was Mary and was it Mary and Martha? I know that it was Mary, and then because whenever the angel appeared and said, why do you look for the dead among the living?
Was that Mary and Martha?
It was Mary for sure.
Yes.
And I don't know who the other one may have been.
Maybe another
Mary. They were the very first.
Right.
And then they ran to tell Peter and the others that he was not there in the tomb. Tim?
Peggy Sue,
I think that's another. I think that's another version.
That's the Greek name. we want the Hebrew Bible names.
The Hebrew Bible name. I don't know. I'm going with Mary Martha. Mary.
Doesn't seem like it's Martha. It seems like it's Mary and maybe another Mary.
Martha. I think it's two Marys.
Peter Paul.
Let's say that.
Okay. All right, Antony. We're going to go with two Marys.
Well, I thought the same thing, but recently I learned from one of Alistair Begg's magnificent half hours after you guys are done, that it was actually the centurions, a group of close to 100, that were the first to go and report to their superiors that Jesus had risen from the tomb.
Oh, now
that's interesting.
Go back and read it, and you will see that it does actually say that. But we all think that it is Mary and Martha that are the first ones.
Also, it was Mary and Martha, the ones traditionally.
Well, that's very interesting. I know they did report that the body was missing.
And that makes sense. And then they started saying, well, you guys need to lie about it. So the body was stolen or, you were bribed.
They immediately became Democrats.
I'm just kidding. Hey, Antony, have a great day.
Great weekend. Great question.
Yes, thank you for listening to American Family Radio.
And thank you guys for the great job that you do every day, including this fun Friday.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Antony.
God
appreciate
bless you.
That.
Calling from the great state of Georgia, although he Originally, he's from New York, he said, right?
New York, yeah.
You're listening to Today's Issues. It's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
And Learning University is on the air, and back to the phones for our students we go.
And we go to Mississippi, and Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Mike, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Answer.
All right, which question?
The LED lights.
All right, here's the question. Some people prefer LED lights to incandescent light bulbs. What does LED stand for?
Light emitting diodes.
That is correct.
Nicely done.
Light emitting diodes.
Wait, what is light emitting what?
Diode. D-I-O-D-E.
What is a diode?
It's some kind of a filament or something that is stretched out. I don't know. It's different than those.
You can
those
get
little,
edamame at most Japanese restaurants.
Yeah.
Where do you get
these diodes?
These diodes. Is it
well,
like
you can get a bowl of them.
You know. Olive Garden.
Yeah. At Olive Garden. Yeah. Give me a bowl. Give me some of that Greek salad, and then give me a bowl of the diodes there. But I
LED.
Want it, I want it with the marinara sauce.
Good answer, brother. You got it right.
I always wondered what to taste like.
Yeah. So you don't have a question for us, right?
I don't have one. I could answer several. I like to call it before me that could answer several, but I won't do that.
Well, thank you, sir, and thank you for listening. You
yes,
too.
Sir. I always enjoy it. Yes, sir.
Thank you,
all
brother.
Right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate
breaking up
it.
There just
Mike
a little bit at
from
the
Mississippi.
End.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. The phone number to be on the air with us is as follows, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Call in and answer one of our trivia questions and ask us a trivia question. I'm going to repeat mine, and then Ed, if you would, and JJ. Number one, what is a supernova? Number two, what name is given to an archer's portable case used for holding arrows? And then my third question, I'll try to pronounce this correctly. My third question, what are igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic the three main types of? So from the world of science, I'm big on that. am I pronouncing that correctly?
Igneous.
Okay. Like an ignoramus?
You're getting there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic the three main types of? All right, there we go.
I've used that law firm several different times. One call, that's all. If you need to get the money that you deserve,
right.
You call them three boys right there, and they'll get right on it.
You've injured your little toe in some kind of car accident in 1977.
You may have a right to some money.
Statute of limitations mean nothing to us.
Here are my three questions. Four of Paul's epistles are called the prison epistles. Mm-hmm. What are the names of each of these letters? Second of all, a person with anatidophobia is terrified that a duck might be watching him. Is that true or false?
Why am I hearing Sting sing right now?
Sting.
I'll be watching you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Every move you make.
If a duck is singing that to you, you really have a right to be terrified. And I'm going to have to add a question. What is the name of the popular terracotta figurine that sprouts a plant that resembles hair or animal fur?
Wow,
I guess it's popular.
You really did your homework today.
I did.
You dug. You didn't just whip out a card over here from the trivia
like some
box.
Of our people yeah. do.
You just studied and went in depth. And
yeah,
I know our listeners appreciate it.
I'm sure.
Here's what I've got. First question, what are male honeybees called? What are male honeybees called? Second question from the Old Testament, how many stones did David gather for his fight against Goliath? Third question, true or false? Frederick Bayer invented the Pringles potato chip can. When he passed away in 2008, his ashes were buried in a Pringles can. Is that true or false?
Oh, wait, that's not something to be proud of.
I don't know how you come up with these questions. Amazing.
All right.
That's how you do it.
Right, let's get back to the phone.
All right, let's go to Alabama. And Andrew is on the line. Andrew, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Andrew. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm just going to answer today.
All right. Which question do you want to take a shot at?
The prison epistles.
All right. Four of Paul's epistles are called the prison epistles. What are the names of each of these letters?
Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon.
That is correct.
Nicely done,
Good
Andrew.
Job. The other day, I could not remember if Philemon was a prison epistle. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to say that.
And,
after all these years, I knew him at one time.
And Ed, you call these guys like Andrew Bible snipers.
Yes,
like that.
That's
Thanks
right.
for being in the Word, Andrew. That's a great answer.
So you've got no questions for us, right?
No, not today.
All right.
Where are you calling from, brother?
We're in Alabama.
I'm in Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile, okay.
Yep, good
great
area.
Great city, Mobile. Every time I go to Mobile, I eat at Felix's. You familiar with that?
I've heard of it. Never been.
Well, real.
What kind of food is
it's at seafood? Felix? Seafood. And, it's right on the bay there.
Okay. You can get diodes on the side if you just want to add that.
Diodes
to your...
on the half shell.
Yes.
If you pass by there, it's on I-10. I think it's you'll see the big catfish flashing. Anyway, it's good food. All right.
If I get anywhere down there near where you are, Andrew, we'd go to Fayard's to get that, what is it called?
Hot dogs?
No.
You know, hamburgers?
Seafood that you get on the sub sandwich.
Po'
boy.
Yeah.
Po' boy?
Like a shrimp po' boy?
Yes. Yeah. Shrimp po' boy and a
my wife
bar
loves shrimp.
Root beer. Oh, my word.
I'm getting hungry, fellas.
You better believe it.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Our phone number is 888-589-8840 to be on the air with us. 888-589-8840. You'll take the break a little early here.
Yeah, keep I think going.
We can. Okay, we can do that. Take a break. We'll be back.
We will be back after just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Trivia Friday on the American Family Radio Network.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, healthcare, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your healthcare. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-PSALM-23. That's 855-PSALM-23. 855-PSALM-23.
Fox News commentary with Todd Starnes.
Be careful what you say to Alexa. I'll tell you why next. Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. If you have an Alexa, you might want to be very careful what you say, especially if you're in the shower. Bloomberg reports Amazon is listening to customers through Alexa devices. It's uber creepy, folks. They say employees recorded thousands of clips, including a woman singing in the shower, a child screaming. They also allegedly recorded a sex assault. Staffers would then share some of the recordings among themselves through an internal Amazon chat room, especially if they found the clips funny. Bloomberg says at least seven former Amazon employees came forward with the allegations. Amazon confirmed the Bloomberg report, but they said it was only an extremely small sample of Amazon voice recordings, and they are not recording all their customers. Folks, there's an easy fix here. Just toss Alexa into the garbage can. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man. With an eye like an eagle and as tall as a mountain was he. Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man. He was brave, he was fearless, and as tough as a mighty oak tree. From the coonskin cap on the top of old Dan to the heel of his rawhide shoe, the ripplinest, roarinest, fightinest man the frontier ever knew.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Let me ask you a question, Ed and JJ. You think you could get a show on with that kind of theme song today?
Ripping us, roaring us, fighting us, man.
Our little pansy world we live in with skinny jeans and, huh?
You can't even get somebody to wear a coonskin hat these days. Much less be a man.
Not if it comes from a real raccoon, you can't.
Right there was an America was America.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
And men were men and women were women.
Thank you, Fess Parker.
There weren't any blurred lines back then, wasn't there?
Preach
it, Daniel
Boone
was around, by golly.
You didn't find John Wayne wearing no dress, did you?
No, you didn't.
Not on purpose, anyway.
He didn't call himself Jane and walk around in a dress. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. That is a great theme song.
I do. I love it.
From my... A show that I know, especially Baby Boomer Boys.
Remember, Fess Parker.
Remember well. Man, what a wonderful show that was.
Yes.
Is that still in reruns, by the way? I don't know. Where can
yes,
you find it?
Yes, it is.
Probably.
I've seen
where
it.
Where can you find
accidentally.
It?
I don't know, but I've wandered upon it a few times on Saturdays.
Maybe
I know
yeah.
You can get it. At, you know, if you go to like a Cracker Barrel, they got these old shows on DVDs. You can
right.
buy. But I haven't. I don't know if it's on. If Daniel Boone, for example, is on TV.
It's, I saw it on TV just recently.
Okay. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American
It makes
Family
me
Radio.
Want to go out and cut wood whenever I see it.
Yeah, for about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Right?
I'm with you. 888-589-8840 is our phone number here. You can send us an email at comments@AFR.net, comments@AFR.net. You want to watch this here show, you just go to Facebook or YouTube and type in Today's Issues, and you can watch the show there. I'm Tim, Ed, and JJ, and we thank you for listening and calling in and let's repeat our questions real quickly, fellas.
All right. I had that one answered, so I gotta add another one. All right. A person with anatidiphobia is terrified that a duck might be watching him.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true or false? Second question, what is the name of the popular terracotta figurine that sprouts a plant that resembles hair or animal fur? And then a serious history question, folks, so get your thinking caps on. The Federalist Papers promoting the ratification of the U.S. Constitution were written by Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, and John Jay. Under what pseudonym did they write the Federalist Papers?
Wow, good questions. Here's what I've got. What are male honeybees called? Second question from the Bible. How many stones did David gather for his fight against Goliath? How many stones did David gather for his fight against Goliath? Third question, true or false? You got a 50-50 chance, even by guessing on this one. Frederick Barr invented the Pringles potato chip can. When he passed away in 2008, his ashes were buried in a Pringles can. Is that true or false?
Hey, that Daniel Boone song, I was just thinking, what was that shaving company, shaving cream company that just announced that there's too much testosterone in the world?
Oh, yeah, that toxic masculinity.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we ought to send them
Was it Gillette?
To their,
was that Gillette? I don't want
to. Their marketing department.
Yeah,
so
I don't remember.
To use this.
All right.
If they really want to reach America, they need to use this song.
You want to reach the men. I'll tell you what, if you want to reach a good portion of the women,
yeah,
I think a good portion of the women want real men.
Yeah, exactly, brother. High five me, everybody.
Yes,
there.
Sir.
Right.
I think
you're
that's
exactly
good. That'll
right.
preach, brother.
Let's go out and kill
All
something.
Right. Just not people. Okay.
Right.
All right. What is a supernova? That's number one. What is a supernova? That's from the world of science. And while we're there, and, you know, I'm known as a science guy. Anybody who knows me and talks to me knows how interested I am in that topic, you know, as a genre.
You actually are. You actually do ask a lot of...
As a genre.
It's a lot of science questions.
And here's number two. What are... igneous?
Igneous?
What are igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic? The three main types of... Want to know the answer to that question? And finally... a Bible question, yet also just a general question. At the same time comes this one. What name is given to an archer's portable case used for holding arrows? All right? Used for holding arrows. So there you go. Again, our phone number, 888-589-8840. Let's get back to the phones.
And back to the phones we go. Virginia and Melissa is on the line. Melissa, welcome to the program. Mm-hmm.
8840, let's get back to the phones. And back to the
Hey, Melissa, if you're there, we need you to turn your radio down so you don't get that
she's not there.
Feedback. Well, then she's not going to turn it down. Okay, did you turn it down?
Yes, sir.
Okay, welcome to the program. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Melissa?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
I will answer, how many stones did David have?
Here's the question, Melissa, from the Old Testament. How many stones did David gather for his fight against Goliath?
He gathered five.
Five stones. And that is in 1 Samuel 17:40. Great job. What's your question for us?
I listened to your show frequently, and I was listening one day, and you guys actually cracked me up. My question is, how do you make almond milk? I wanted to see if you guys actually research this when you don't know.
Well, Melissa, we actually don't research anything when we don't know.
We have people.
we have people to do it. Mm-hmm. No, we don't really. I will say at times look things up, and I do remember that exchange.
Yeah, she's asking basically where almond milk, how it's
Yeah, cooked. How it's actually
there,
produced.
Here's the deal, Melissa. This is not a direct answer to your question, but thinking about milk in general, when a cow gets really tickled, does milk come out her nose? I'll just go ahead and ask you a question with a question. And then back to the almond trees and the milk that they produce from the almonds. Well, that is a good question. We might have just let that go to a subcommittee meeting there on the Senate or the Congress, since they're doing such a great, speedy job.
Yeah, we'll get the answer for your question post.
You know, who's it?
Melissa.
Melissa, don't they just... Are you asking how they make almond milk? Is that what you're asking?
That's what she's asking.
Yes. How do you make almond milk?
Well, don't you... I don't know the answer. I'm guessing. But wouldn't you just throw a... I mean, wouldn't all the almonds go in and just squeeze the mess out of them? You know, just...
No, you would actually soak them.
Oh, you soak them?
They soak for a while. Yeah. It's
really?
I guess like a tincture would
You soak them in water?
Like that, I do believe it is water.
Huh. Interesting.
I will say this. I don't know anything about that, but when you're having that conversation with your friend going down the road, don't say almond milk, because you really could just lose one of the occupants in the vehicle.
That's commercial.
Yeah. Almond milk or almond milk. Almond. It's important to make the distinction.
It's got an L in there.
Almond. Almond milk. All right, Melissa, that sounds as good. Yeah. That sounds as good an answer, which you said, as any. I would have gone with Tim's just as a guess that they compress them and squeeze them and
get them in a vat, and everybody gets barefoot and starts trapping them like you do those wines.
There's no liquid. I mean, if you just pick up an almond, you wouldn't think there's any liquid.
She's probably. I'm sure Melissa's right. Yeah. You just soak it, and you get the flavor to the water. And
you may squeeze them after you soak them, but yeah, you do soak them.
Good.
Interesting.
Thanks,
Melissa.
So, Melissa, let me just get this straight. You asked us a question to which you don't really know the answer.
Mm-hmm. No, I know it.
Okay.
I just don't know the process that it goes through.
Okay. Thanks, Melissa. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend in Virginia.
Okay, so we need to look this up. You going to have your people do this, Ed?
I got people, but I can't communicate with my people while I'm on the air.
Okay.
We're going to have Adam.
Adam?
We're going to have – he has a nickname,
Adam,
Google
please
Boy.
Look up how – just type in how almond milk is made. Is there like a cow that, you know, is an almond flavored?
an almond flavored cow.
You know
cow?
What I'm saying? If it's an almond flavored cow.
And then if it's an almond flavored cow and you eat a hamburger, does it taste
like
almonds?
An almond? I think that's a good question. And if you're eating an almond flavored hamburger.
All right. I think we got the answer already. That's why they call them Google Boy.
And you got a duck watching you at the same time. What word describes that? That's what I want to know. What do you got over there, Adam?
All right. The production is to grind almonds in a blender with water, then strain out the almond pulp with a strainer or a cheesecloth. And so it's almond milk is what's
ground up almonds in water.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, that is a lot of trouble. To go to for
well, just so that you have milk with that's completely fat free, right? Completely
yeah, that's the attraction, I guess, isn't it? You know, when I first I have had almond milk a few times the last
tastes
couple
fine.
Of years, but yeah, it tastes fine. But when you first, when you've grown up on cow's milk, and then somebody says to you, "Hey,
it's an acquired taste."
Yeah, well, it's just something you naturally resist. Even, you know what I'm saying?
I really couldn't tell a whole lot of difference. Now, I've never drank it out of a glass.
It lasts for 6 years.
But in cereal, where you get most of the taste is coming from the cereal. I couldn't tell a significant difference.
It does
difference.
Last
now,
a lot longer.
I've never drunk a glass.
But back to the process, listening to Adam describe, smashing those little rascals up and then straining out the pulp, it made me flash back to the first time I had pistachios. That's a lot of work to finally get that little nut out of there.
I have people that break them up for me. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
well, when you reach that's understandable.
When you reach your level, Ed, that's the perks that come with it. All right. Who's next?
If I ever told my wife, "Hey, could you crack some pistachios for me so I could just eat them by the handful?"
Right. I got the hockey game going on, honey. You don't mind.
Tell me
that guy that came home from that assertive seminar, and he walked in the door and he started the conversation by saying, "Woman," you know, that was his first mistake. But
he
said, "Things are going to change around here." He said, "I want you to go and start fixing my favorite meal. Then you're going to bake my favorite dessert. But right now, I want you to go in there and run some bath water for me, and I'm going to take a bath. And then when I get out of the bathtub," he said, "you know who's going to dress me and comb my hair?" She said, "I absolutely do. The funeral director."
That's about
I wouldn't
the size
say starting your conversation with woman is a way to a blissful marriage right there.
No, it's not.
That's not going to work, okay?
Even if you do have that Daniel Boone music
no, I don't care.
Playing in the background.
Even I moved past that. Woman.
Okay. Woman, I'm the ripping his roaring his fighting his man.
Okay, I bet. All right, go ahead.
All right, let's go to Texas. Speaking of ripping his roaring his fighting us, we're going to Texas, and Michael is on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you. I'd like to get a 12-piece of diodes with coleslaw and some fries, please.
There you go, brother.
Would you like to supersize that, Michael?
Yeah. Get down the
Might
road.
Well, I'm going all the way.
Michael, is that bone in or bone out of those diodes?
Oh, gotta have the bone.
All right. This is from an earlier question, folks. If you're just tuning in,
There is context.
That actually was a funny comment from Michael, but
absolutely.
If you didn't hear the earlier thing, you might not know. All right, Michael, you want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
Do both, please.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
The Archer's cake question.
Okay, who am I talking?
This is Michael from
Michael,
Texas.
Here's the question, brother. What name is given to an archer's portable case used for holding arrows?
It is called a quiver.
A quiver.
Nice. Very good. Nicely
good
done.
Good job. We get some
How
smart
do you know
students.
That? How did you know that?
I looked it up.
All right.
There you go.
Nothing wrong with
Research.
That.
But in the Bible, it tells us about the quiver full, right?
Talks about
children.
Compares children to arrows and says about having your quiver full.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep, that's okay. Where.
And that's where that comes from, Mike.
I don't know where that biblical reference is exactly, but yeah, but you know.
Maybe Psalm 127. I'm just guessing.
The quiver is not defined, right?
Somebody
says
seven.
A number. Is it
seven? Oh, you mean what a full quiver was?
Yeah, what is a full
quiver? They had different sizes. I know in medieval times they had different sizes of quivers. I don't know about in Bible times.
But anyway, the quiver is the right answer, and it was a portable, so you carried it on your back, right? Portable, yeah.
Your back or
a side?
You put them on the side where you can get them quickly, like those Robin Hood things. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's like accurate.
Yeah,
you
really?
Pull it over your shoulder.
It just makes for a good movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Good motion.
Quiver is correct. That's the right answer. What's your question for us?
My question is, how many baseballs must be in the stadium to start a Major League Baseball game?
That is I've a great heard question. This. I've heard this before.
They have to be rubbed up too. I'm serious about that.
Oh, they can't be slick?
Nope. They have to be rubbed up.
With the mud.
Yeah, with the mud.
Wow. I didn't know that.
That's somebody's job.
Huh.
Right there.
Yes.
I thought it was the umpires, but I don't think they do that anymore.
Hey, that is a great question.
What about you guys? I have no idea.
Gosh, you know what? For a Major League Baseball game?
200?
I'm thinking 200.
200?
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I was going to guess.
They'll go through 100 easy in a game. I don't know about easy, but they will go through 100. You watch them. They'll toss them out for one hop.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, we're going to go
say
with 200.
Incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
You enjoyed that too much, Michael. You really did.
You enjoyed stepping to the side and making a fist and going, strike!
That's right.
Strike three.
Sick.
What's the answer?
It is 144.
Hey, we were in the ballpark. You like how I did that?
I like that. 144. Because, well, you know, they foul them off.
Dozen.
And
12 dozen.
Okay.
Yes, 12 dozen.
Huh.
Or a gross.
That's what a gross is, 144?
That's correct.
Well, I know one time I ate 144 pieces of those candy corn, and it was gross.
Well, I don't even want to think about what happened after that.
Huh? Hey, Michael.
Don't eat 144 diodes.
Hey, we learned. That's right. We learned something. Thanks, Michael. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
For those who missed the first part of the show.
There was a question about LED lights, and I said, what does LED stand for? And the answer is light emitting diode. And we went on and have kind of come back to that, talking about, I ate a bowl of diodes at Olive Garden, and we started,
So that's
imagine us getting silly on this show.
That's where that comes from. Hey, I better add a question. I'm about out here.
Make it a science question.
Well, my first question is, what is a supernova? And has nothing to do with the 1970s car, as JJ referenced earlier.
That was a fine car from Chevy.
The Nova.
A little small, but it'd get the job done.
Second question, what are igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic the three main types of? And they're not personalities. Okay. They're not personality disorders.
Right.
They sound like they are. But
although I knew a guy in junior high school.
His
nickname was Igneous.
Igneous? Well, there you go. And you,
that was
we
one,
all know.
That was one dumb guy.
I know people from our childhood who had metamorphic personality disorder. Right? Don't we?
Yeah,
they all remember that guy, that one
change
kid
on the, you know,
classroom. A little bit of chaos happening in the back of the room. Teacher asked what was going on. Little Tommy said, "Teacher, they're calling me the E word." She said, "What? They're calling me the E word." So he got things settled down. Said, "I want you to stop by my desk after class." She said, "Now, what were they calling you?" He said, "The E word." And she's kind of running through the list in her mind. She said, "Which would be?" He said, "They're calling me ignorant."
All right. Have a good day, Johnny. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, all right. That's right. Kind of igneous.
So what are igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic, the three main types of? And all right, Ed, your questions?
Were you going to add one?
Go ahead.
Okay. My questions are, a person with anatidiphobia is terrified that a duck might be watching him. Is that true or false? Now, folks, that is just a 50-50 question, if you want to guess.
Give it a shot, people.
Second question, what is the name of the popular terracotta figurine that sprouts a plant that resembles hair or animal fur? What do they call those? Third question.
Wait, is this like a toy? What is this?
You will kick yourself for not remembering this. You know.
Ask the question again.
What is the name of the popular terracotta figurine that sprouts a plant that resembles hair or animal fur? It was very popular in the 70s
and 80s. The terracotta, with him mentioning a dinosaur, that's what's throwing you off.
Terracotta would be just kind of like clay pottery kind of stuff. All right, history question. The Federalist Papers promoting the ratification of the U.S. Constitution were written by Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, and John Jay under what pseudonym? If you know any history at all, this is pretty famous.
Here's what I've got. What are male honeybees called? Very, very popular name these days. There's a product named after male honeybees.
I know when they're young, they're called boy. Because that's what I called my son when he was growing up.
Boy.
What are male honeybees called? Second question,
true or false? So I'm just envisioning Ed's house a few years ago. And he goes, "Come here, woman."
Right.
That's how he starts his entry into the house. Hey, woman. Woman, and he tells her what to do.
Right.
And then he looks over and says, "Come here, boy." So it's just a warm house.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Warm and fuzzy. And
boy, how many times have I told
that? No drama whatsoever.
A leader by example.
Right. Yes. There.
You know what I'm saying?
Servant leader.
All right, go ahead.
Here's a second question. True or false? Frederick Barr. Bear invented the Pringles potato chip can. When he passed away in 2008, his ashes were buried in a Pringles can. Is that true or false? And then I'll add one.
So is this at the front of the church? You got a casket
instead of the
with
urn,
Pringle
with
are talking,
with a Pringles
know, making
can.
Comments.
Pringles can right there
at the front of the church
with some pictures, you know, around. And there's the Pringles can, and there are a few pictures, and the slideshow is going.
Today we say goodbye to our dear
friend. Sour
Frederick.
Cream and onion.
I forgot about the flavors. You'd have to pick a flavor.
All right. We're
speaking ill of the dead, and we really shouldn't. You're not supposed to.
Nothing ill about this, unless you try to eat them later.
I'm going to add one. The title of his last book was Oh, the Places You'll Go. Name the author. The title of his last book was Oh, the Places You'll Go. Mm-hmm. Name the author.
Shall we go back to the phone, sir?
I think we should.
All right, let's go to Louisiana. And William is on the line. William, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How you doing?
Doing good, William. Thank you for calling in. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to ask a question.
Okay, go right ahead.
How fast does Superman fly?
We know it's faster than a speeding bullet.
Yeah, you want a mile per hour? You want an MPH?
More or less, yeah.
Okay.
I guess if we know how fast a speeding bullet, we just
speeding
add
bullet
a little bit onto that.
Faster than a speeding bullet. But if you...
In the very first episode of Superman, when he was in the movie theaters, they announced how fast he could fly.
Wow. Okay.
Talking about the one with Christopher Reeves, that first Superman movie?
I think he's going way back.
Back in 1948.
Oh.
He's talking black and white.
Yeah. George Reeves.
Before the series came out, he was in motion pictures.
I did not know that.
That's good to know.
That is good to know.
I know he's able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, which
right.
is pretty.
I know he can. I know he can get milk out of an almond
if he wants to. He can
because he's stronger than a locomotive, and it takes that to get a cup of milk. You got to have a lot of time on your hands and be strong,
guys. I don't know William's question. I have no idea. Do you, Tim? Mm-hmm. William, I think you have stumped the panel, sir.
He can fly 2,000 miles in 30 seconds.
2,000 miles in 30 seconds.
Hmm. Wow. That's zooming.
I tell you what, did you ever see him do that, though? Come on.
No.
William, I think they got you going on this one, bro. You're a little, what they call, gullible.
Actually, in the first movie with Christopher Reeve, he flew faster than that because he made the Earth go backwards and he reversed time.
That's right.
I saw that.
Yeah, but they didn't announce how fast he went.
Right. William's on to something.
2,000 miles an hour.
In 30 seconds. I'm with William. I say it's a fact. Straight up fact. Hey, William, have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, brother.
2,000 miles.
It was like that, that fella from the country had gone to the airport. And it was they're flying to a different time zone. And so he was getting, you know, his family was getting a ticket, and he was not going to get a ticket. And they said, he said, when's it leave? He said, well, it leaves at 10:05. And they said, when's it get there? They said 10:05. And he said, well, run that by me again. When's it leave? Leaves at 10:05. When does it arrive? 10:05. He went, huh. He said, well, I'll be down here tomorrow. They said, are you going to get a ticket and get on? He said, no, I just want to see that thing take off.
I can't believe, I shouldn't say I can't believe, that we actually just had a question about
Superman,
kind of like Superman, and JJ actually figured out a way to get a joke about that. I mean, any topic, you name it.
Don't put it past him, brother. All right, who's next?
All right, we go to Texas. Robin is on the line. Robin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Robin?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
I'll try to answer the igneous sedimentary.
Okay. Yeah. Here's the question. I'm sorry.
This is Robin from Texas.
Robin, here's the question. What are igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic, the three main types of?
There's three main types of rock.
A rock.
Nice.
A rock.
Nicely done, Robin.
You know, sedimentary and metamorphic, I heard of it. Igneous, is that, do you know anything more about this topic?
I think that's stuff that comes directly out of volcanoes and just hardens, I think.
Igneous is? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know, Ed?
I'm showing my igniomity here, but I don't know. I thought igneous were just like the rocks you just pick up, but I don't know.
Here's the deal, Robin, and all you out there in Radio Land. The sedimentary, that's the rocks that just sort of sit there in the Lazy Boy, and they don't move. Sedimentary. Now, if you get a pet rock that you got to put a leash on and take that sucker for a walk every morning before you get your morning newspaper, that's a different story.
That's a rock
of a different day.
Hey, Robin, right. Did you have a question for us?
I did.
Can you wait 5 minutes until the news is over? Can you wait that long?
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.
All
right, we're going to take a break right here for news, and then we'll be back in 5 minutes, and we're going to have another half hour or approximately so of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We'll go to Robin, and then we'll go to Cody in Arkansas, and you too can reach us at this phone number, 888-589-8840 with your trivia question or answer one of ours. And the mystery question has yet to be answered. So we'll see if we can get to that next half hour.